说。
Okay, let's start. Well, thank you again, Mrs. Mitchell, for letting us meet with you.
Thank you,
Honor. First question would be, tell me a little bit about your place of birth and what was going on when you were growing up. What are your memories of your place of birth?
Oh, well, I have to tell you that when I was growing up, everything was okay. I go to school, Spanish English school, but in my days, hardly any Spanish. So my children understand, but I don't know very few words. But sometimes I speak it so bad, and she says, Mama, speak English, don't speak no Spanish. So I just don't worry. So well, everything is all right with me, John, because I have my word when he died. In my church, the Methodist church is my church. Everything is all right.
Okay.
Because nothing, I believe a lot in God. And why should we believe in God? Everything is always good with you. God, he says, he told him you cannot die, and he told him you cannot really live. So I just go on and that, and everything is all right. I have 10 children, 3 in the States, and God is here. And I thank God for everything, and I thank God for you all.
Okay. Let me see, you mentioned church. Which church do you attend? The Methodist Church? Is that with Reverend Mary Warren, possibly?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've heard about her. I haven't met her yet.
You don't know her?
Yeah, I need to meet her. Okay.
Oh, she's a really nice lady. Mm-hmm. We have a good minister.
Oh, that's excellent. And what would you say was your fondest memory of childhood? What would be, if you pick one memory from your childhood, what would that be?
Well, I tell you the truth. My head is so bad and I forget everything. More than what I remember, that I'm my church, I have 7 children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said 3 of your children were in the States. Are the other 4 here?
Yeah. 2 girls and a boy. Mm-hmm. They are in New York.
On New York?
No. But I went over there 3 times.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for it and I returned, but I can't go nowhere. But I can hardly even go in the kitchen myself. So.
Well, who are your, do you remember your best friends and what was life for them and their family?
Well, my best friend, I've had that with my niece and she lived right over there. That was my best friend. And everything is all right.
Great. So your best friend has lived next to you for most of your life.
That's my niece.
Excellent.
And the minister in Metro Church, that's Viagra, I don't think she knows that my niece. In don't in that church, now he preached over in what he's doing church. That's my neighbor. He's a minister. And he's great and everything. So he, yeah, by the church in the
church.
All is here. And we all is young people. So take up Jesus and the cross and you all the life that you all live. I see you all are decent people. I congratulate you all. And I wish you all could keep you all, how you all is doing with Christ. Thank you so much for your visit. And I would like, and next time I'm going to come back. But I know you cannot do it, you understand, because it is by terms, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, so we still have a few more questions to do, so we're not done yet. We're really here for a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go on to, okay. You said your best friend that still lives right near here.
Nearby, that's Christina, that's my niece.
tell me, what do you do with your best friend? What do you guys do for fun when you get together?
When my best friend and I get together, we speak about life, sometimes things rough with she, sometimes things rough with me, and we sit down and discuss about life.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever talk about back in the days?
Oh, yes, I and she did back in the days.
You went to school together?
No. I was old and she was old. My friend what I go to school together. Then they died. But my teacher's name was from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. They were from Jamaica. That's teacher Russell and Mrs. Taylor. They are from Jamaica and I used to go to school with them. But those days wasn't so much Spanish as now, you understand? Because they didn't know Spanish. So that's it. I don't know Spanish because when the Spanish come, you know, but I am big and I don't go in school already. But I thank God for everything that He said to me.
Let's see. Tell me about your parents and grandparents, what little you remember about them.
Oh, well, I remember sometimes my mother and my father. But they all were same Methodists. All of them all Methodists. Because where I lived first, that was one church here, and that was the only church was the Methodist church. So I, from a child, I know myself, I'm a Methodist still. And I ask God that I will die a Methodist.
Wow. So both your parents and grandparents come from a long
and
way.
Grandparents, mm-hmm. Yeah, Methodists.
What other memories do you have of your parents in addition to life at the Methodist Church and going to church together? What other things could you tell us about them? What did they do, their professions, what did they dedicate themselves to?
Oh dear, not so my father, but my mother would dedicate herself to the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So from the day I born and know myself, I see my mother serving the Methodist, and I did the same, and I thank God for it.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have memories of visiting your parents' or grandparents' friends? How about them?
Where they from?
Yes.
Oh, they're my mother. And my father, they all is the same, belongs to Panama here. But we used to live at next place, but it's the same Panamanian and same place. So I, from the day I grew up, I find my mother serving the Methodist Church, and I did the same. And there's one of my daughters, two of my daughters, they are not Methodist, one are Baptist and one are Catholic. The Catholic one, she lives in Panama.
Now, talk to me a little bit about school. You mentioned Teacher Russell. A lot of people have mentioned Teacher Russell.
Oh, Teacher Russell, I mentioned the name a while ago. Teacher Russell was under my teacher. He was from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a real good teacher. Uh-huh. The organ, everything. He was, yes. So all I know is about him because I go to his school, I go to his church, and everything was Teacher Russell.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Taylor, but they all from Jamaica.
So Teacher Russell taught a little bit of everything.
Everything. Oh yes, he was very educated. He's from Jamaica.
Yeah. What were the subjects he taught? You said a little bit of organ, a little bit of what else? What else did he teach?
No, well, he played organ. He preached, you understand, and she do a lot for Christ, everything that she was doing for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad for everything.
What would you say are your fondest memories of school, just going to school, if you were to think of the most fondest memory of going to school as a kid or old, you know, primary school and secondary level?
Mm.
Not really your teachers.
Yeah.
Yes, the teachers. See, do you like music?
Huh?
Music? Do you like music?
I will mention. And dance?
Tell us a little bit about that, yeah.
Well, I told him, I asked him to be very good at me. I said, well, I want to tell you the truth. Dancing is thing, he said, no. He said, anything that you did it correctly is nothing. The dancing is nothing. I went, we had the church at a far, at you know, in the old back. You go back to mental? Yeah, I went back to mental. And I said to him, I said, well, dancing is thing. He said, no. When you dance, what year, what night, I pay them boy for your dance. So he said, in anything you overdo, it is sin. Right? All right.
Yes, everything in except.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, God bless you all now walking around and looking about, because what you are doing now is God's work. And I thank God for it. And thank God for your visit. And wherever you all go, may you all go safe and go with God.
Thank you. Thank you. I still have some more questions to ask you. What would you say were your favorite songs back when you were growing up?
Oh, I have a favorite song, but I can't, my head is so bad. But I listen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. It's beautiful. That's beautiful. Wow. Wow, is that something you still sing today? Definitely,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And the next one again says, walk right in and take a seat. Walk right in and take a seat. Walk right in, I say, walk right in, I say, walk right in and take a seat. Listen to the engineer, though. Jesus Christ is the engineer. Jesus Christ is the engineer. Jesus Christ, I say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the engineer.
Very nice. Thank you so much. That's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow, you definitely enjoy singing, I can tell. Is there any chance we could get you dancing a little bit?
Well, the minister told me, you know. It's anything you overdo is sin.
Uh-huh, but a little bit is always fine. Definitely. What songs do you like to dance to? When you dance, what songs do you like to dance to?
Well, I can't remember the song name. Because we played the record and I don't remember the song name.
Okay, well. If you feel like dancing, we would love to take a little picture of you dancing.
Because the song name, I played on the CD.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
So I don't remember them.
Okay.
But all I say, I thank you all to come and give me this visit. You all come in Jesus' name. And make you all, that I had to say, because through the head is so bad, I will tell you what I remember.
Yeah.
But 90 added your good age.
Yeah.
But I say, I wish you all that's doing this work may get your reward, not on earth here, but in heaven. And all I had to say, I wish you all luck and go good where you are going, and go in the name of the Master.
Absolutely. Wow. Another interesting question. What foods do you like to eat? Food is another really hot topic when we interview
what
folks.
Like food?
Yes. What foods do you like to
eat?
Well,
the food I love pear. And I love mango. That is the food that I love.
Mm-hmm. And growing up, were there any foods that you used to eat growing up that maybe you don't eat now? That you can remember, or you still eat some of the same foods?
I eat some of the same food. Mango, orange, pear. Those I eat the American pear and apple. Those are the food that I eat.
Mm-hmm. How about cooked food? Cooked food that you eat, like canned salt fish, or food that you eat for breakfast that you cook up.
That sometimes fresh fish. We always get fresh fish here. You get fish. Sometimes in the morning for my breakfast, I get fish and I'll try it with my bread and my tea.
Mm-hmm.
You got white tea, say green tea, no? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I don't sell the butter cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my green tea, yeah.
Okay. Any other dishes that you like to eat?
No, well, what I like is chicken.
Mm-hmm. How do you prepare the chicken?
Sometimes I bake it and sometimes I fry it.
We just interviewed a man by the name of Desus, who's a chef, who's telling us about a whole lot of different foods we need to try before we leave. Let's see. What are your favorite sayings? Sayings you might have heard as a child, or sayings that you say to your grandchildren or your children?
What if you should I say to the grandchildren?
Sayings, yeah.
Well, what I say anytime, I always tell them about Christ. And that is, I think that is the easiest thing for them, right? Right. Yes, I tell them about that. But you know how children say, well, crazy, I don't have any dreams. Only me and my son. But when I was growing up, I learned them and teach them about the love of Christ. And sometimes they stray and all them things, but never mind. You cannot say I didn't teach them about the love of Christ.
What might be your favorite religious sayings that you might tell your kids?
For the children, then?
Mm-hmm.
Religion. The same Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you remember any phrase in particular that may have been repeated a lot in church that you make sure to instill in your kids?
No, remember.
Okay, just the general teachings of the Lord. Okay.
Well, I always, one thing I like is when they go to the way, out the way, I speak to them about it and say, well, you're not to do so, because Christ don't like that. Understand? I sit down and I give them that advice. I take them to church. I think that's the best part. I teach them whenever I go to church, if I don't go to church in the morning, I send them to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
But the only church I go is the Methodist church. Sometimes when I invite out to class, day before yesterday, I invite by the Pocomia, they have some harvest. I'll go to sometimes other churches when they invite me. But my main church, and we did my children, is the Methodist.
Mm-hmm. What was Sunday school like at the Methodist church?
Well, the Sunday school. In the morning, in Sunday school, they teach them about the Bible and they sing and they say a little poem and all them things, the children, that is the Methodist church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the ages of the kids that go to the Sunday school, approximately?
Well, some of the parents are not here and I'm going to tell you the truth. Plenty of the children, them three. My son, them three, yeah. So, that's life. Because don't care how you have God in you. You can't try to matter in your life. Right? You have to have a stern, firm belief in Christ to keep Satan hanging behind. Sometimes, something happened to me and I saw it. I said, Satan, get away from me. No, I don't like it. Leave me alone. Sometimes I'm speaking like I'm speaking to like you all, you know. But the head bad now, and well, I have no words for to tell you that from the day I know myself, I'm a Methodist and I tell it to you, and I'm a Methodist till I die, and I say, carry me in a Methodist church.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we have someone. Okay. All right. 12:21. Have you ever heard of Louise Bennett?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever heard of the mighty sparrow?
Oh, yes, I heard about sparrow, yes.
Yeah, tell me, what have you heard about him? Do you like him? Do you like his music? What are your memories of the mighty sparrow?
Well, sometime I listen to it. But some parts I like, but some parts I don't like.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are the... Do you remember any song in particular that you did like?
No, I don't remember any song. Most I think they can, but I don't remember.
Let's see. How would you categorize the Mighty Sparrow being? I know you say there's some things that you liked about his songs and some things you didn't like. What would you categorize
about
him?
I like some of his songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know reggaeton music?
Reggae? I hear it, but I don't know. Say I don't remember it. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, reggaeton music is the stuff you hear a lot the young kids listening to.
Oh, yeah.
It has its roots in reggae, no? Jamaican reggae,
but it's a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you like it? What do you think about it?
Well, what I say is that George... People at those children and girls and some big young lady and said they come here sometime and when I used to have them record and come and play and enjoy it and say them like it and all that. My head is so bad for them. I just listen to it and I just don't know. Yeah, really. You don't dance, eh?
Yeah, that's a little bit of...
Yeah, that is Sparrow song, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Star, but I only know him a little bit. I've seen him in concert in New York, not here. He's been in Panama a lot, but I haven't seen him here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How would you classify yourself in terms of identity? How do you identify as if you tell someone what identity you have?
Well, that one you have to say to get to identify that one. Yeah. I told him a person from what they do. Instead of saying this and saying that and saying that. I said, well, I should think if you have to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you don't anyway. So I tell the person, I said, you have to trust. There is many times things happen to you because we are not a saint. And many times things happen to you, it happens for a wise purpose. And you all must try never forget Christ, always in anything you're going to do, always have an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And right. In terms of, sorry, finish. You were going to say something more?
No.
Okay. I was thinking, in terms of racial or cultural identity, how would you define yourself racially or culturally?
Well, sometimes just things from loose tree. But anytime anything go against, I always remember God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God is a very important part of your identity.
God is an important person in everybody, I should think, in everybody's life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
God is so important in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be important to everybody. Because hear what he said. We told God, you cannot live, and we told God you cannot die.
How do you feel, how do you think the West Indian community in Bocas del Toro relates to the religions that are present here? How would you talk about that?
Well, sometimes I think one thing and the next thing come up.
You think there's a difference in the different generations as far as their connection? Yeah? How can you tell me more about that?
Mm-hmm. No. No more I tell you about degeneration. Then no, from in olden days, we are going to tell you the truth. No, what I said. I said that. Tell me if I'm wrong. I say, in our days, and maybe and your grandparents' days, was better unknown. Because when our days and your grandparents' days, we didn't know about no drugs. And that's what is, you know, got the whole world up to right or wrong. That's what I have to tell you. Have the whole world upstirred these drugs. Who ever see that before? Every day of hear some pizza. What nice right up Cabana. Then I don't think the man going to leave. When I put on the television, not all I have to tell you all now, because you all is children to me. In our days, those are better days than now. Right? Oh, what days you ever hear so much killing, so much stealing, so much this, so much everything, right? All I have is when I stand telling me one time something happened. He says, Satan is running through and through the world with his red jacket on. Right? You suppose you are a child to me. A grandchild. When in days you ever hear when your mother talk, or father, this, that, rock, and about it. But no, right? You're even frightened to go anywhere, not true. You call the taxi man, they kill the taxi man. That's what we're looking after now, looking at the minister and talking about. Said, this is ridiculous. Right, Mama? It's ridiculous. Every minute you hear, they kill this one, they kill that one, they give free money. When our days, no one again on our days, you should hear them kill someone. But all I have to say, my dear child, you are a baby to me. We have to pray. And don't let Satan get in your life, neither my life, nor nobody's life. Because Satan has nothing good to tell, now do nothing. Right? That's the advice I have, and that's the story I had to say to you. And I said, thank you all for your visit. And may the Lord make you all keep this up, what you are doing. Wrong or right?
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Tell me about your view of West Indian ancestry. Our ancestors, my grandparents came from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yes, my grandparents, my grandfather and my great-grandmother came from Jamaica and established. How about your...
My grandfather, the Dixon to them from Jamaica. My grandfather from Jamaica, the Dixon them. The Dixon belong to Jamaica, my... Father title is D.G. and Dixon, and I'm Dixon. So he's from Jamaica.
Any relation to the Dixons in Panama City?
I don't know if any here. I don't know. Because I left that out.
What part of Jamaica did they come from?
I don't remember what part of Jamaica they came from. I don't remember. Because the lady had so bad now. Yeah, but my grandparents are from Jamaica. My mother's side is from Providence. My father, Jamaica.
Okay, your family came from Providence to Panama on their mother's side.
Oh yeah, then yeah. My mother's side.
And when someone says the word West Indian, what histories or qualities or cultural behavior?
The same West Indian as the same Jamaica, don't? Yeah.
What cultural values come to mind? What cultural behaviors and values come to mind when someone...
Oh, well, they told me that the Dixon didn't... So some family rebellious. They were not rebellious. And I know my father. My father would stay right here and beat him, and he wouldn't even do his answer. But my mother... We try to do. Yeah. So we have to put everything in God's hands, and I tell you over again, thank you all for your visit. And then what I remember, I tell you, because the head is going wrong.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Mama.
Take a quick.
Thank you for your time.
Are you currently married with your husband?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm married.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how did you meet your husband?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I meet my husband, you know what men do. They have about four women beside me. tell you the truth. And afterwards, they just speak. And they went to my church. We ain't no church. The church in Washington was Oman Church. It was in no church. And so I was in the Methodist Church. And he went to the church. Thank God he died in this church. When he died, he died in this church. So thank God for everything. That's all I do.
Mm-hmm. What was the cultural background of your husband? Was he also born in Panama and Bocas? Did his family come from the Western?
No, his family come from San Andres. So, yeah. He born in Bocas, but his mother and his father, Colombian.
Uh-huh.
San Andres, Colombia. Uh-huh.
What was his name?
Antonio Mitchell. Antonio. Well, you know my name. My name is Emelinda.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Emelinda Luisa Mitchell.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you told me you have children. Seven children. Yes, three in the U.S. Correct.
I have five girls and two boys.
Mhm. Mhm. What was their childhood like? How were their friends growing up?
Well, with children, some of them was very nice. They had nice, but some of them fight and all them. You know, children are ready. But no, nothing extra. You know, extra bad, nothing extra bad.
Where did they go to school?
Yes, every one of them go to school, and the seven of them speak Spanish, barring to their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That tell you, it's a tree in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do your children define themselves? Do they define themselves as Panamanian, as a West Indian, a black, a Caribbean? How would they define themselves?
Well, I couldn't complain about them defining themselves. All right, some of them, you know, are not the same, some of them.
Mm-hmm. And do they speak English?
Yeah, they speak English and Spanish.
And they're fully bilingual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. English and Spanish. Only children don't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. This lady here, she works here. She don't know a word of English.
Mm-hmm.
She don't know English. She's from Cherokee David.
Okay. How do you communicate with her?
Oh, she used to live here. And then after I couldn't do nothing to my daughter, it's hard to work with. So she works here and she cooks. She tidies everything and then she goes home.
Do your grandchildren speak English and Spanish?
English and Spanish.
All the grandchildren?
But most of the children in Bocas, they speak pure Spanish.
Yeah. But you speak English and Spanish?
We speak English and Spanish. Yeah. Because my daughter, she works by the school outside here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She works with Lillian?
You work with Lillian, yeah.
Okay.
Lillian is a nice lady.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
She's a quadrille dancer.
Yes, you're hoping to catch one of her presentations.
Oh, yeah, she dances good quadrille.
Have you danced with her?
No, I can't dance quadrille. I dance everything else but barring to quadrille.
Oh, okay.
But Lillian, she's a very nice lady.
How do you define your community? Who would you say is your community, your closest group of network of people?
Well, I had about two persons that close to me, but they died.
They live right here on East Bequinum?
Yeah. I live right here in Bequinum, too.
I guess other than that, it would be the Methodist Church. Now, is there any message you would like to give to the younger people? You've shared with us a lot. If you could give them one message for us to give to the
younger
people.
I thought I told you. The honest message I have to give to them, I meet them all the time, sometimes. You all try to behave yourself. Please, when your parents speak to you, listen to your parents. That's the word I told them. No more on what they are told about that, because sometimes I come out of the story and play games. Sometimes I talk bad words, I call them there. If they cannot stop that, they have to dismiss. Because I don't want to tell the story. So that's what I do. And the time they're talking, I call them there. But the prayer, none of them ever insult me, never.
Could you tell me your year of birth?
Well, I born 1910 May the 20th. Mayan Bende.
What was the last grade of school that you completed?
Well, English school. Fifth grade.
Fifth grade English.
Fifth in English. And my teacher, they were from Jamaica. Teacher Russell and Mrs. Taylor, they were from Jamaica.
Okay, you said Teacher Russell and Mrs.?
Taylor.
Taylor, okay.
T-A-Y-L-O-R.
What is your profession? What did you work at?
I didn't work out anywhere. No more than I work home here, keep the children, you understand? But I didn't have no work.
Homekeeper, keeping the children, quite a bit of work, huh?
But they didn't so bad at least what is here now.
What city and province do you live in Panama? Has it always been here? That would be Isla.
Yeah.
Isla Colón, Bocas del Toro. All your life. What is the name of this particular neighborhood? Is there a name for this
Street? Here, street here, Sixth Street.
It's just Sixth Street as well.
Sixth Street.
Okay.
If you want, you can put in front of the airport, because the airport is right here. And then I get up, I look right over the airport.
Is there any other information you would like us to include that we have not yet mentioned? Thank you again, once again, for helping us with everything. We are very grateful to you.
Thank you so much for coming to get me.
And you can feel free to send us any message, whether it's through Lilian or directly to us, if there's anything else you want to add. We will be in touch with you.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All I have to say, I thank the both of you to visit me. And everything is all right.